you know, the first half of the game was obviously a very bobbly pitch, and both teams found it really difficult to create anything. I don't think there was anything really of any note in the first half. And yeah, you know, we felt we're playing Dick up there, we'll get someone a bit closer to him and just try and put them under a bit more pressure. Then the second half, you know, we just didn't come out of the traps, and they started quite well, had a couple of chances, but we sort of weathered that storm a little bit. Will Hatfield has an effort that it's a cross by, you know, if that goes in a game like this. We said at half time, first goal's going to make such a difference. Will's effort, it hits the bar, just kind of sums up the way it's going for us in front of goal at the minute. But then we concede a really poor goal. Lad has 3-4 touches before he can put a cross in as comfortably as he likes, and smallest man on the pitch heads it in the top corner. Great header, to be fair to him. And then it was difficult, really tough for us to create anything, and they picked us off a little bit after that on the break. The lads curled one in the top corner as well. So yeah, it was a poor performance second half. Not pleased with it at all. And we've spoken in the dressing room. We've got to pick ourselves up and go again.
In terms of the changes that you made today at half time, obviously you brought on Emile Sinclair for Gavin Rothery. Was that forced on you, or was that a tactical decision?
No, at half time we just thought getting two up front, they'd seem to have a bit more success playing that way on this pitch. Try and get it forward a little bit quicker to work it that way. So it was more a change of formation than personnel, really, for any other reason other than the tactical change. And then Will was feeling his shoulder. He'd fallen on his shoulder earlier, so that was that change. And then obviously you bring OJ on to try and produce something for us later on. So formations, tactics, anything like that. If we go out and play the way we did in that second half, then if you let a lad that's 5'6" score headers from in the middle of your penalty area, you're gonna have problems.
If there's any positives, it's that the teams around us haven't necessarily picked up any points, and we're still that 5 points gap between us and the bottom four.
Yeah, you know, if the sole aim is to stay up, we're going to lose games. So, the disappointing thing, I thought we did okay first half in tricky circumstances, you know, with the conditions, the way they play. I've never seen a team as big. You know, they are set up to play these conditions and they know the surroundings, and to be fair to them, they do it quite well. I thought we stood up to it really well first half, just lacked a little bit going forward, so we tried to change that for the second half. But you know, they got on top, and you know, I think, you know, as poor as we were, I think you've got to give them credit for the way they went about their work. Ultimately we want to stay up. If we, you know, the point per game ratio that we've got so far is enough to comfortably do that. But we can't afford, you know, we've been so up and down last few weeks. We're putting some really good performances, but we've dropped below standards at times as well. And when you do that in this league, it doesn't matter who you're playing against, you're going to get punished, and they punished us for that in the second half. I said to the lads in there, you know, not many of you have got a case to play Tuesday night, so got to look at possibly changing a few things and you know, getting the right team on the pitch to go and try and get a result against Grimsby.
Yeah, that is a very tough task, isn't it? Grimsby have won today in the FA Trophy and a good run of form out there at the top of the table.
Yeah, I think I've said before, and it's not too long ago since we played them, I think they are the best side in the league, and I think they're best equipped to go up and do well in League Two. So yeah, it's going to be a really tough game. The lads have stood up to that well in the last few weeks. You know, the ones where you're probably expecting us not to get anything, we've put in good performances. Maybe today people looking at this one as one that we were going to get something from, and you know, whether we thought we'd done a decent job first half and thought we were just going to, you know, get a point or possibly three in the second, I don't know. But we're going to have ups and downs. This is certainly a down today. We've got to learn the lessons from it, and you know, look to bounce back with good performances.